Chapter 2 Lucy poked her finger into the baby's padded woolen tummy and watched him crow with delight. He thrust up his little thin arms at her and bubbled affection. She laughed and poked him again. "You two sound very happy." At the sound of her mother's voice, Lucy withdrew her finger hastily. "I don't know why I should feel guilty," she thought. But she did. Perhaps because her mother could not hide the undertone of reproach in her voice. "It isn't that she doesn't want us to be happy," thought Lucy. "She just can't understand how we can be, now that he is dead. It's not so bad for us, because we are old enough to understand. But it's not fair to the baby. She loves him, but she can't play with him, or laugh at him. And after all, it's not his fault." She turned to look at her mother, and seeing her lined face, went to put her arms around her. "He's only a baby," she said defensively, "and I do love to hear him laugh." Her mother hugged her and looked down at her wriggling son. "My poor darlings," she said. Lucy changed the subject. "What did Mrs. Ryan say?" "Oh, she'll be glad to keep an eye on him. But I still wish I didn't have to leave him. She's always so busy with all those children, and she is a bit slapdash. But it's too cold to take him out. So there's nothing else for it. I only hope he doesn't get one of those coughing fits. They wouldn't even hear him with all that noise going on." Lucy thought the baby would love the cheerful rough and tumble of the Ryan household. But she could see that her mother would worry, so she said, "Why don't you let me stay with him?" "Well, I don't know," Mrs. Allen hesitated. "A house in the country. It's such a chance for us. But I'm sure they'll turn me down when they find there are three children." "The old man seems certain that you would get it." "I know, Lucy. But you tell me he won't even be there. Suppose they didn't know when they sent him that there were three children." "Well, he seemed to know an awful lot about us," Lucy pointed out. Mrs. Allen frowned and considered. "No," she said. "I think you and Jamie had better come with me. People never believe you when you say that your children are quiet and well-behaved. But perhaps, if they see you..." The door opened again, and Jamie came in, loaded with shopping. "Phew," he said. "This lot weighs a ton, but it's mostly potatoes. I've got everything on the list, and there's one and threepence change. I've almost given up on Carter's Stores, you know. There's always a penny more on everything." Shopping was Jamie's personal chore, and he regarded it as a price war between himself and the local shopkeepers. He brought back the food like the spoils of battle, and his change like a trophy. "You'd better put a clean shirt on," said his mother, as she stacked the groceries in the corner cupboard. "And we mustn't be long. I couldn't bear it if someone else got there first. You have got the card with the address on it, haven't you?" Jamie fished in his pocket and brought out the small square of yellow pasteboard. "Blunden, Blunden and Claverton, 7 Old Square Chambers, Lincoln's Inn," he read from the fine copper plate. He frowned. "Now I wonder what could have happened to young Watsit." The sign on the polished brass plate said, "Blunden, Claverton and Smith." "I suppose it is the same firm," said Mrs. Allen, doubtfully, already suspecting that the whole thing had been a dream. "Of course it is," said Lucy reassuringly. "Smith is the one the old man couldn't remember." "Ah," said Jamie solemnly. "And what became of the second Mr. Blunden? That's what I want to know." "It might have been the first Mr. Blunden," Lucy pointed out. "Oh, no. I'm sure our old man was the first Mr. Blunden. And he seemed all right." "Yes, but he did say he'd been..." "James, Lucy, please. I've brought you along to show them how sensible you are. Don't start one of your foolish arguments." The children's faces fell. They could tell from the sharp edge on her voice how much the interview meant to their mother. Jamie took her hand and squeezed it. "Sorry," he said.